executive thing is just out of control. There is a gentleman that had a video. It's called Officer Tatum. And some long, pretty-haired guy with, I didn't say he was pretty, I just said his hair was. He's in a dress. He's got a mustache and a goatee. And he's explaining to people how that we need to correct our pronoun use. Instead of saying he and she, we have to say them and they. You're right, God doesn't make mistakes. So why are we allowing this to continue? I don't know, but I did hear that story and that is sad. Alrighty, Dave, I'll let you step away. KC4RX, KHLY. Let me jump down to Mr. Mo. Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, KAHLY.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob, for giving me a call. I did read on the paper that Vermont, a lady volunteered to help at the school, but she had to go get her shot, a poke or whatever you want to call it, to be able to get in to help at the school, voluntary, and the shot gave her a blood clot and killed her. So, people have taken the shot. I guess they're lucky if some of them live. I'm not going to take the poke or the shot or whatever it is. Biden says something about it, but until it's made into a law, there's nothing that says you have to take it. As far as I'm concerned, and I would give regard to law if he did put it into law. There'd be a lawsuit against it for some time until we'd have plenty of time. Who knows? At my age, maybe I'd die first. Anyway, also the CCP is putting hundreds of spies all around the world to try to get rid of the religion, and I think that's what really drug the virus all around the world so fast. KD0RSA, I'll turn back to you, Bob, over.
Religion and people don't have a God to look up to like we do, you'll be like China. You'll be looking up to the government. Over.
Come again.
If people don't have religion and God to look up to, they'll be like China, looking up to the government.
That's just what'll happen. If they do it, why, they'll be sorry down the road. KD0RSA.
Yes, they will. Thank you, Mr. Mo. It's good to hear you. KD0RSA-KHLY. Down to Mr. Eric, November 2, Romeo Alpha. Mr. Eric, what do you have for your opening thought?
Oh, boy. Very difficult to choose what I have for my opening thoughts. And I don't even want to probably mention what my thoughts really are. At the end of the day, I think there's only one end game to all of this. But there are new movements that are beginning to spruce up many demographics. Black Lives Matter, minorities, and many all throughout the country, whether it be Asian, Latins. Quite a diverse variety of races of people are not happy with, of course, the current administration. And so that new movement is going to bring forth a new 4th of July. I think that's going to wind up, what's going to wind up happening. I think it's going to be the end game. Kamala Harris, the woman that dropped out of a race that nobody wanted, not even the black community, was interested whatsoever in her, had the lowest ratings during the election runoff there last year in 2020. She was the least favorite out of everybody running for president. And here we are, here with a woman who's not qualified whatsoever, has no experience whatsoever, I think that the fact that her absence basically is going to be utilized so that if and when Biden is forced to step down and she then takes over, she could say they could push the agenda that it was not her fault, she was nowhere around, and so on and so forth, right? So if she doesn't address it, if she can't be interviewed to talk about it, or she's not seen anywhere, then kind of doesn't implicate her in the chaos that's going on right now. And she could utilize it later on to throw him under the bus. And I think that's what's going to wind up happening. Vaccinations. We're not anti-vax. I mean, we're not an anti-vax individual. What I am is anti-stupid and anti-guinea pig, right? So I'm not going to do something so stupid as take a vaccination that there is no data whatsoever. You want to talk about science and medical peer reviews? There is no data whatsoever on the vaccine, so why take it? Yeah, some people have had some good results. I wouldn't say good results, but did not have any adverse effects, and some people have adverse effects. There are new reports that are mentioning that Nordic countries are restricting the use of Moderna's COVID vaccine, and that was reported by CNBC. Apparently, goes on to say the supply of Pfizer vaccine is sufficient in the territory. The chief epidemiologist has decided not to use the Moderna vaccine in Iceland. So the statement published on the website of the Health Directorate. And their reason, Iceland, Sweden, Norway, a few other countries, the reason why some of them obviously have opened up with no restrictions. They've dropped every COVID mandate restriction because they feel that they have moved past the danger zone. I think we could probably say the same here in America. But apparently fear is taking over people's reason, ability to reason and use common sense logic. But anyway, apparently the reason for Nordic countries that are dropping the COVID vaccination, particularly Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson, is because they are finding many cases of heart inflammation. And if we don't talk about it enough, people tend to forget. They all have short-term memory. Remember that even our CDC has specifically said and reported, putting warning labels on the vaccinations being distributed, that there are cases of heart inflammation, and there are many cases of heart inflammation here in America. Keep in mind that, I don't think people talk about enough that the vaccination was specifically designed to a specific demographic of people, not only just by race, but also by age. And I think that when we hear people getting sick, it's mostly the elderly, right? Not all elderly succumb to the worst case scenario. I know quite a many elderly that have caught it, had a hard time with it within 3 to 4 weeks, but they're alive and well and living healthy lives again. My parents are one of them, actually. Got friends in Jersey as well, here in New York, between their 70s and mid and late 80s, and they're alive and well. So it's a really dependent factor. It depends on the individual, but obviously the elderly, we all know this. It's frustrating to see that a vaccine intended and targeted for a certain specific age and demographic is being pushed so widely amongst the younger people, which are being greatly affected by high cases of heart inflammation. And we don't talk about it enough. There's not enough talking about it, and I think it needs to be talked about more. So I guess my advice is talk more about it. You have to talk about it. Other Nordic countries are reporting on it. If we don't talk about it, we're not going to get it from the news media, so we need to be America's voices. Let's see here. So there are a few other things, but I guess that's the opening thoughts to start off with. Back to you, and to Double RA.
All righty, Eric. Thank thank you, thank you. I'm not a person that's anti-vax, but I agree. I don't want to be forced to take something and be the guinea pig. But here's an interesting fact. First of all, if you look at the CDC, there's just been, there's like just under 10,000 people that have died within days of that shot. Any other vaccination or shot, there would be a tremendous shitstorm. But in 2020, COVID-19 deaths, the source is Johns Hopkins University as of October 6th. In 2020, 352,000 deaths from the COVID-19. Now, we are like over 50% in America. I think we're like at, are we close to 60 or 70%? However, as of October, now, the whole year of 2020, 352,000. 2021, in 10 months, 353,000. We have gone past the number of deaths compared to 2020 when we barely had a shot. Kind of an interesting thought about that. And your chances of surviving are 99.87%. People with diabetes seems to be a big problem. If you're over, if you're overweight and diabetic, if you have respiratory issues, if you have, you know, severe heart issues, you're elderly. But just think of the money that this United States has saved in Social Security payments so far from the amount of deaths of the elderly. Kind of makes me think that that disease truly was a target. Over.
Yeah, Roger, absolutely it was. And, you know, when we think about, you know, a lot of people didn't start hearing about Bill Gates being such a proponent on vaccines, right? A lot of people didn't even know that Bill Gates was, you know, his new line of business was vaccines. But a lot of people don't even know that for the last few years, around the same time that we're beginning to hear, Fauci and the Obama administration was actually funding these projects out of Wuhan, China, that they called it COVID research. You know, this is around the same time that Bill Gates was going around and speaking in public forums, both to the government officials, United Nations, to private pharmaceutical seminars, and they were talking about, you know, between climate change and also talking about our future come 2050. They, you know, like everything else, they put a target on a specific date, but the concerns of world famine, consumption, overpopulating the planet. And in every single one of those forums, which you can actually go and view right now on YouTube, you can find somewhere on some of the sites, some articles and some, you know, some various medical peer paper reviews on the subject, Bill Gates is always specifically talking about the solution to our problem in the future to save the planet is to reduce the population, the global population. Currently, something in a realm, we are currently at about 6 or 6.5 billion. They're concerned that in the next 20 to 30 years, we can rise to about 9 billion, and if we begin to reach that 8 and 9 billion part, we're going to see large masses of famine, destruction, more destruction of the planet. And then how are we going to save that? Well, his main subject in all of these seminars and all of these forums came down to the very first two solutions he had always suggested in all these seminars was abortions and vaccinations. Now, vaccinations is to save people. Why in these seminars he seems to mention vaccinations as a way to help control the population, help control you know, keep the population from growing. It makes sense to me. I've listened to so many of these seminars, and, you know, in some of these cases, they seem to make some sort of sense, and at the same time, they didn't. But at the same time, here we are, you know, a man who's talking about abortions and vaccinations to control the population, but is also involved with a group of many other people, high-end people that have all funded this research into COVID the last 8 to 10 years, and then now we have this major problem. Of course, they never ever mentioned that they had any affiliation or any had anything to do with any of the COVID research or the Wuhan lab, when everyone was questioning whether it did come from the lab or not, whether it was man-made or not, and it came from a bat. No one ever stepped up and said, oh, yeah, you know, we've been studying it, we've been experimenting with it. None of them stepped up and said that, right? So they're secretive, they're very quiet, the low-key, they're not admitting to the subject or bringing up the subject. Just leads me to, you know, lead us all to think about, was it designed to attack a certain demographic? And again, when you look around, okay, we all know by now, it's already a proven fact that the demographic that's most impacted is the elderly. And of course, who tends to make, everybody makes out on this whole subject, right? Big Pharma, politicians, everybody makes out. All the multimillionaires became billionaires, like Jeff Bezos and everybody else. It's a trickle-down effect, and I hate to use that word, but it does trickle down to, it's like a daisy chain. Everybody makes money, and so, you know, the government does benefit from all these deaths. They do not have to pay out to Social Security, but yet, despite that, no one ever mentions that. No one ever mentions how much money is saved into Social Security, but what they always do seem to mention is that, maybe in the next few years, there won't be any Social Security at all. But, you know, if you really think at the totality of the subject, we're talking billions and billions of dollars they no longer have to pay out. It definitely was targeted to the elderly. I think that the fear mongering and all this what's going on, people losing their minds, is unfortunately because it does attack the more elderly demographic. But anyway, what we can mention is too in discussion is that health, keeping yourself healthy, is very important. I found that we here in the Northern Hemisphere, particularly when listening to doctors and virologists, they always mention health. It's very important and crucial. The reason why it's impacted so many people is because they never kept themselves healthy. Here in America, we don't eat right. We have lack of vitamin D, lack of zinc in our systems for many reasons. There's so many reasons. Fluoride in water. We do not drink any tap water. I spend thousands of dollars a year to drink water with high pH and zero fluoride. It took a lot of searching to find all the water that doesn't. Fluoride in water over the many years does a lot of harm to the body, and it keeps the body from all the proper nutrients to fend off viruses like this. There's so much to this there that it's hard to get all in one shot, in one conversation. But I think that health is one thing, that a subject that we need to talk about as well. Especially for the young people more important, it'd be easier for them to get a hold of their health for the coming years, but it's still not too late for many of us in our middle age to more elderly age group that we can start eating better and putting the nutrients back in our body that we've neglected for so long. Roger.
Roger on that. I'll move along, but I have to say, what other country do you see homeless people that are overweight with a cell phone?
Actually, I'll make one quick one. we're doing this whole, and I like to throw this out there, when you have these radical liberal leftist communists, you know, spearing in our faces all this crap, all the misinformation, all the fear mongering. When all this was happening last year, right? If you think about it, with all the homelessness that we have throughout this entire country, particularly in California, Skid Row, or particularly here in New York City, even still today, if the COVID was that bad, okay, if things were that bad, where are all the dead bodies from the homeless people who have the poorest of nutrition, who have the poorest hygiene, right? They're subjected to so many harmful, harmful things out there. And by the way, they have no means of really keeping themselves self-separated. I mean, underground in New York City, in the New York subway system, you literally have another city underneath another city by the thousands, and I mean thousands. And we never, ever saw any news report anywhere in the country while everybody was locked at home, nice and safe, quarantined. What about all the homeless? We never, ever saw anything while everybody else was safe and everybody was quarantined and everybody was nice and healthy at home. We never, ever saw any subject of saying, hey, okay, well, everybody else was home, but this virus was so bad, it's now attacking all the homeless people. Now we've got a body bag shortage. What are we going to do? But did anybody hear anything about that?
KB1 LSK.
Nope, they didn't, and that is a true statement. I heard a distant station. Let me see if I can pick you up phonetically. Go ahead.
Kilo Bravo 1, Lima, Sierra, Kilo.
Kilo Bravo, the number 1, Lima, Sierra, Kilo, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
That's Roger.
All righty, Mr. Morris, is that correct?
Yeah, but you can call me Mo. Name is Mo. I'm located up in the state of Maine, right up on the Canadian border.
All righty, you're a little light, but I can hear you. And I just got done speaking with Eric, so I'm going to clear with N2RRA, and I'm going to go right to you. KB1LSK, good evening. What do you have for the first round?
No, I'm not going to be out here long. I just was surfing the waves and I heard you guys talking. And I just thought it was an interesting conversation. It's funny, with the homeless up here in this part of Maine, we don't have that problem up here. We just don't have it. And, but the other comment that the gentleman was making about the COVID-19 and all that, and the underground people in New York and other cities, I never thought about that. It's really interesting. But this up here in Maine, we don't have the problems with the homeless because we don't get the handouts out here. They come up every summer, but they don't stay, and they end up going back wherever they came from. Go ahead.
Roger, interesting. You did tell me a different name for a preferred name. I have Morris. What did you want for the preferred name, over?
Mo, M-O-E, Mo.
All righty. I will put that in that logger, and it will save it. So the next time I talk with you, I should have the correct name.
Okay.
All righty. Anything else you want to add before I move along?
No, go ahead.
All righty, Mo. Thank you for joining us. Stick around. Let me see if I have any other check-ins. This is KAJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, and I gave my little piece about the COVID. I think it's interesting when you look at the CDC in 2019 and the normal deaths in America from everything, from AIDS, from heart attacks, from traffic crashes, you name it. The death in America in 2019 was greater than the death in America in 2020 during the virus and before we really had the shot. So every year we lose thousands and thousands of people just from natural causes. You know, heart attacks, traffic crashes, cancer. So they make it sound like there's no other disease, no death to the American population, which is fake news. That's a lie. Let me go up to Mr. Dave again. Kilo Charlie 4, Romeo X-ray. Mr. Dave, what do you have for round number 2?
Okay, round number 2. There's an article, I believe Cheryl Atkinson was the interviewer. She went and she interviewed a gentleman that, we're going to call him the head religious man of the Amish Mennonite communities. And in the spring of the year and the fall of the year, they have a communion service where each and every Amish Mennonite man, woman, and child take communion. And the spring of, I guess it was 19, they all drink from the same cup. They put wine in a cup, and they, when they take their communion, they all drink from the same cup. And the man said that in 2019, he said the entire Amish Mennonite communities all got COVID. He said every one of them got COVID. He said they all got sick. They all got better over a period of a few weeks. And there was no jabs, no other medications, no hospitalizations. Everybody survived. Nobody died. And the children came along just fine. And he also stated to the interviewer, he said, we absolutely do not vaccinate our children for any of the childhood diseases. He said, and we have almost zero autism in our community, in our ranks of people. So there are a couple of things that gives a person pause, the very large pause. When you think about the children, and almost they said that the percentage of children having autism was about 40-some percent across America. I think it's closer to 50%, but we know all the childhood shots that they make the children get. And the Amish, they do none of it and have almost zero autism. And I'll leave that one go. Nancy Pelosi, inquiring minds would like to know how Nancy Pelosi, making $223,000 a year over the past several years, could amass a fortune of $120 million in net worth. People with inquiring minds would like to know the answer to that. And I think it's going to be looked into here sometime in the near future. But it's an interesting set of figures to deal with in the Princess Pelosi. And it was also, there's a report floating around the web that I believe it was AstraZeneca. Don't quote me on the manufacturer, but they were manufacturing the vaccine before the first case of COVID-19 was named in the United States of America. So that kind of makes you wonder where we're going and what we're doing with this whole evil thing. And one last thing, there was a woman doctor, her last name was Rose. I don't have her first name, but she gave a report on the web that the COVID deaths should be multiplied by a factor of 40 on the VAERS website. So there's about 2,000 children have either been aborted or have died from their mother's breast milk or some other unforeseen circumstances surrounding the vaccine and their mother's being, whether she was vaxxed or not. But anyway, if that's the case, and if you have to multiply the number of children by at least 40%, 41%, the girl said, and this woman doctor, that would put us up around 80,000 dead children. I would say that it would be high time in America to stop the vaccine in on all fronts, not just old but young and everybody else in between. I think it's poison. I think they're murdering people with it. And I will say that in my local community, there's just more and more and more people dying, more heart attacks, more strokes, blood clots in the lungs. It just goes on and on, and it's really sad. It's a really sad day in America, and I just don't know what to say about it. My heart bleeds and my mind screams for these people, but I don't know what we can do at this point in time, but they need to be stopped. 73 to the next. My last one, Bob. Good evening, KC4X73.
Well, thank you, Dave, and I do agree. I have a lot of Amish in my neck of the woods here in Ohio, and they do not believe in the vaccinations of any type, and I really hate to call this COVID-19 a vaccination. It's more like a shot that's being forced upon us, and autism is so high that even at the police department, we've been taking classes on how to deal with autistic young people and adults, because the autism rate is growing and growing and growing over the years, and they believe it is because of the amount of vaccinations that we give our young people, and we give them at such a young rate and at such a young age, so many of them. So we've been taking classes on how to deal with them, because they are a challenge, and law enforcement kind of doesn't know what to do with them, and we are around them many, many times. So I am not, again, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I'm an anti-shotter. So fortunately, my agency has not mandated it. We've had a couple people get sick, they got better, and it was good, and we moved on. So Dave, thank you for joining us tonight. I'll show you checking out at 73 to you. KC4RXKJY.
Good evening.
Let me jump down to Mr. Mo in Nebraska. Mr. Mo, KD0RSAKAAJOY.
KD0RSA, Mo here in Nebraska. Well, I got your card sitting right here by my radio. I do appreciate that very much. I was wondering, is that your wife over?
No, that's not her. She would have done it. If I tried to talk her into it, she does have a nice caboose on her. But that was a photograph that I had found. And instead of taking a picture of a radio or a tower, I thought that was definitely a great way to make a QSL card.
I think it was a great way to make a card. I do appreciate it. Anyway, I'm still working on my tower that I'm working on, but the wind's been blowing so bad out here the last 2 days that I can't weld outside with the wire welder. We had 47 miles an hour gust on 2 days ago, and today we was up to 25 and 27 mile an hour gust, and so there was no way to work out there on that. Well, we're on the chilly side today. It'll be colder tomorrow. We're already down to 45 degrees here, and we're expected to get frost tonight. Well, we did get frost about 3 weeks ago, because the beans are already being, most of them are out of the field, and there's quite a few of the cornfields around here that are already totally thick. So we did get frost about 3 weeks ago. But anyway, I don't have any world news, except that the Biden administration is a disaster. As far as I'm concerned, the Democrats were stolen, they're crooked, and they're communists. KDRSA, back to Bob, over.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mo, this left-wing group, why they want to push Marxism and communism and socialism, because they'll be part of it too. It just doesn't make sense why you would want to ruin America, but they truly are trying to do that. So KD0RSA, thank you, Mr. Mo. Let me go down to Mr. Airy. November 2, Romeo Alpha, Mr. Airy.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Mo, you got a good signal out of Nebraska coming into New York. Good to hear you. So, yeah, AstraZeneca. Someone put up AstraZeneca. Recently, there was a whistleblower that came forward. And, of course, identity was concealed. But it may, what she said about AstraZeneca, which is actually a remedy or medication that they are administering in hospitals for people who wind up under, you know, on ventilators. Apparently, there are a couple of approaches that the hospital's mainly been using to so-called assist and save the life of the people who wind up on ventilators, and AstraZeneca is one of them. The problem with AstraZeneca, as recently we saw, and I don't hear it also spoken about a lot because, of course, it didn't really hit the mainstream news media. I did keep many of the videos where the doctors were filmed, secretly filmed, that worked for the HHS, okay, federal government, admitting that people are being brought in for severe cases of COVID. They're, you know, being placed under ventilators. They're given, you know, these medicines for particularly like AstraZeneca, the COVID vaccine, and whatever else they're pumping them with. But what happens between the COVID vaccine, the AstraZeneca, it increases their heart elevations. And, of course, they go into, in the video, they go into all the medical terms that winds up increasing their blood pressure, heart inflammation, heart issues in the meantime, and that is actually what winds up killing them. So it makes you wonder, you know, with many of these deaths that unfortunately occurred, you know, remember, doctors, hospitals were forced, particularly liberal hospitals, were forced to administer this particular procedure. You know, this was a time when hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin had come up in debates, and the New York particular case of 2021, and another case in 2020, where elderly people were under ventilators. The discussion of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine remedies had come up, and doctors and hospitals refused to administer ivermectin, for example. Well, in the New York case, in two cases in New York, family members have requested it. Hospitals, doctors have refused administering ivermectin, for example. And so they needed to get the federal court, New York State, involved. Federal court, New York State, then forced the doctors at these hospital locations, one I think particularly in Albany, if I recall, to administer ivermectin. Immediately after administering ivermectin, the lady who was just days before dying on a ventilator was up and talking and off the ventilator within 12 to 24 hours. Two cases like that in New York. Unfortunately, because of the lack of knowledge, the lack of communication, lack of light being shed on it, you know, I think ivermectin and things, a combination of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and a couple of others could have saved many lives. But of course, it's gotten a bad rep because they pushed it, calling it a horse pill. You know, there's just so much injustice being done by the medical field. It's ridiculous. But when you talk about AstraZeneca very well could be really one of the key components that has killed many patients that wind up in ventilators. And if you notice that in every single one of those cases, AstraZeneca being implemented as a direct result, or very well could have been contributed to many of these deaths. At the end of the day, we have cases all across the country that refused the protocols that were given by the federal government, where many deaths were reported. And here we have at least two cases where these people were were near death, they were forced to administer ivermectin, and at least in two cases, those people's lives were saved. Until this day, that 80-year-old woman is still alive and well, functioning regular. And thank God for the family that pressed and was able to get a court injunction to force the hospital to administer that. That's very well documented. It's a fact. To look it up right now, and that's that. The fact that it takes up a heart inflammation. Let's bring up a family, if people didn't bring it up or people don't know about it. Let's look at the family recently that came out just a few days ago, beginning of this week, I believe, where the family, it was reported on many news outlets, I'm sure, and if it was not reported on your local news network, then I suggest you look into it. But a family, I think in Michigan, I think it was, had gone to a Walgreens to get flu shots, but apparently there was an error. People at Walgreens administered the vaccine instead, even to the children. And the children, I think, were between the ages of 5 and 12 or something like that. I wish I would have been more prepared to give you the specific details, but you look it and tweet yourself, and you'll be able to get the articles very easy. It just happened recently. Anyway, it turns out that the of course, the Walgreens now is being sued. They do have documentation to prove that Walgreens did, in fact, contact them and say, hey, we made a mistake. We came to get the vaccine shot instead of the flu shots. They have their COVID vaccine passport showing the date that Walgreens had administered it to them and the children. And now, currently, the attorneys for that family have confirmed by medical reports that now the children are having heart issues. They're having heart complications. If for people to say that it's fake news, for people to say that it is not true, I would like you to tell it to the mother and the father of those children. And if I was the mother and the father of those children and you called me a liar or something like that, I'd knock your teeth in. I'd make you swallow those teeth, and that's it. I would leave you with a mouth of just so that's how I would approach it. That's that. And if people want to question, why do we even have to question the legitimacy of this?
Oh my God! Shut up!
Pfizer, who currently came out in the newspaper, it's been brought up in many news conferences, where Pfizer will now inject an entire Brazilian town to study the injection safety, and I will quote, safety, used in the report, and the efficiency, all while American politicians and public health powers force feed the safe an effective slogan and mandate millions of free citizens get the experimental injection or lose their jobs. Now, let me ask you, if you got companies like Pfizer, who was granted permission by a government, by the Brazilian government, which I think is atrocious, that the Brazilian government would grant such a thing to force every single citizen in Brazil to be forced to this injection for what? For Pfizer to verify the safety and the efficiency? Well, hold on a second. First of all, they mentioned that, you know, along with this, they are going to review and watch the long-term effects. How many years after the injection do we have to watch people perhaps, you know, die or have issues or whatever? Where in the common sense logical world is what happened to it? Where do we lose our morality and ethics, where we think it's okay to just inject people, a whole country, with an experimental drug? You didn't watch the effects in a 10-year period of time or a 5-year period of time. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Anybody who's okay with that is a complete moron. It makes no sense whatsoever. I would certainly not want to inject my kids so that we can watch the gradual effects and see whether or not it is safe within a 5 to 10 period of time. So, you know, when you, they trying to find someone who obviously doesn't agree with you, or you mentioned to them that, you know, the vaccine is still currently an experimental drug. I'd like you to refer to the Brazilian case where Pfizer is using an entire country to look at the long-term effects of protection, safety, and efficiency of this vaccination. It's just absolutely crazy, Bob. So I think that's all I have for the moment. Go ahead.
Well, remember, it's an emergency shot, and you cannot hold any of the three companies liable for any problem. And one of the doctors, and there's been many, many, many doctors that have talked about this, and I understand that approximately 50% of doctors in America have actually taken the shot. But Sherry Tenpenny, which is a well-known doctor here in the Cleveland area, her statement was anywhere from 4 months to 4 years. That's the window that she thinks we're going to see problems. And we've already seen problems. You know, the blood clots, the heart problems, we're already seeing them. But she's going on the knowledge of up to 4 years that we are going to see the reckoning of this shot. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, you know what's frustrating is, I think the real travesty here is, again, people who, there are situations where people are forced to get it. I understand that. I think it's easy for my wife and I to say, well, screw you, but we're not getting it. Okay, we haven't got it. We're not getting it. We're certainly not going to touch my son, okay? I will go to prison after I take out a couple of people, and I gladly do so to prevent that from happening, because I think a point needs to be made at the end of the day. But, I think the big travesty is that people are just so willing to comply, but willing to go ahead without using free thinking, without using logical thinking for good reason. Just name me one good reason why you think it's okay to take an experimental drug. You hear all the news about, CDC, even the CDC director has confirmed that the vaccination has absolutely zero effect on transmission. So it's not going to prevent transmission. It has no effect. It no longer has any effect, okay? So at the end of the day, when we look at the science, and the science is factual, science came from Fauci's mouth, from CDC, it's come from many virologists all over the world, okay? If you take the vaccination or you don't take the vaccination, many things happen. You both can still transmit it, okay? Whether you take it or you don't take it, there's always the possibility that you're going to get no symptoms, mild symptoms, possibly severe symptoms. Either or, whether you take it or not, you can still either or can happen. If you take it or you don't take the vaccination, you still very well could wind up in a ventilator. You know, who's to say? There's no guarantee, either or. But what we do know is scientific fact, okay? And many virologists, many doctors across this country, as well as around the world, have all said the same thing, okay? Many countries are reporting it, okay? Is the chances of you dying having a more severe effect is greater after you take the vaccination. So if you take the vaccination, there's always the possibility you will have a chance at a more severe reaction to COVID than if you were not to take the vaccination. I think that's just a very good testament that scientifically, medically proven that your natural immunity is a lot stronger than what they're force-feeding people to believe, okay? Anybody who researches this will all find the same thing, what I said. That's Australia. The Australian government is a perfect person. Okay, we talked about the northern countries that are stopping the vaccination because they're finding many cases of heart inflammation. Australia is one particular country where they've gone up in many cases where they've said, okay, well, today 7 people died, 6 people took the vaccination, 7th person did not take the vaccination. They have more cases of people dying that were vaccinated. not being pushed, nationally through our news media. This is why I keep saying very important to the masses. You know, it's just the way it is, SpongeBob.
Roger, roger. And like I brought you those statistics, more people have died this year in 10 months than died last year. So it's not doing well, but they're still trying to force feed us that shot.
Thank you, Eric.
Go through the list again, so stick around. N2RRA, KJY. I'm going to say hi to Laura and Marty again. N2JTT, N2IRJ. Hi to you two that are listening. Let me go down up to the state of Maine to the other Mo. Kilo, Bravo 1, Lima, Sierra, Kilo. Mr. Mo in the state of Maine, go ahead.
What's going on, guys? KB1LSK. Look, I'm not trying to start any troubles here or anything like that, but I noticed everybody plays the expert. Everybody acts like they're Mr. Know-it-all. You know, that last guy that made that long transmission, you know, he sounds good, and he says a lot. Half the stuff he's saying makes sense, and the other half of the stuff he doesn't make any sense at all. And, you know, I'm going to say is that, you know, everybody has an answer. Everybody thinks they know what they're talking about. The CDC knows, this person knows, that person knows. Don't nobody know a goddamn thing. It's gotten crazy. And for people to get out here and act like they know what they're talking about and they don't, I think it's pathetic. I just think that we need to stick together as Americans and do the best we can. If you want to take the shot, you take the shot. If you don't want to take the shot, you don't want to take the shot. You go the way you want to go. But you can't predict what's going to happen to the world because of speculations and what you hear and what you hear and all that. Because the whole thing has gotten crazy. And I just think people need to cool out, calm the hell down, take a deep breath, and start acting like they know everything. Because most people, including myself, we don't know. Only time's going to tell. Anyway, guys, I'm going to jump out here. I'm going to sign off. With that, KB1LSK, 73, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Mo. Thank you for joining us. Basically, we are Americans, so I don't believe we should be forced. That's the main topic. KB1LSK, KJY, thank you for joining us. And I'm going to jump down to the new section of the net, and we call this the net. Mr. Minnesota Mike. Whiskey Zero Mike Papa, KJY.
Oh, very good. You're allowed to say nuts here, huh? That's interesting. I didn't know. Didn't know you could say that on ham radio. So, thanks for the welcome to the nuts, and everyone is doing sounding good here. I got good copy on everyone. I thought Tony was heading this way. We'll see what happens. But it's rainy and windy in Minnesota, and just listening along here with all the comments and everything, and I actually have a good magazine here I was just about to open up. It's called Thinking Minnesota. It's a conservative magazine that's got some good topics. I haven't looked through it yet, but topics about Minnesota Minnesota government and the things that go on here that are pretty wacky. We live in a pretty wacky state here in Minnesota. But if you're actually to take Minnesota, if you're to take the Minneapolis, St. Paul area and the Duluth area, those areas are blue. They're little dots. And the rest of the state is red. So what we thought we should do is, you can find this, there's some pictures of it online, is we take the blue, the Duluth and Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that'll be Minnesota. And then the whole entire rest of the state that's red, that'll be East Dakota. And so we'll have North Dakota, South Dakota, and East Dakota. There's two Minnesotas. There's the ones that you hear about with politics and the Omar Gaddafi or whatever her name is. Then there's the rest of the state, which is actually a very, very red state. Minnesota, New York is very red, unfortunately. Got high population in those big city areas there, so it poisons the water for the rest of the state, so shall we say. And I don't know, it's a backward state for sure for a lot of stuff. Pretty strong on guns, you know, they don't, it's amazing how Minnesotans like their guns, though. They don't have a lot of legislation that, towards guns, not saying that couldn't change, but when they passed the concealed carry, we used to not have concealed carry in Minnesota until, what was it, 2003, and it passed with Democrats. And then a few years later, the courts ruled it unconstitutional or some darn thing. And so the Democrats and Republicans got together, made up a new bill, and passed that with the Democrat majority.
Rubio in Miami, He wants answers on Florida prison rape scandals. So there's quite a bit of that evidently going on. In a letter to Director Michael Caravelle, the Florida senator also inquired about the Federal Correctional Complex Coleman's handling of a recent audit that reviewed how incidents of rape behind bars are handled. And the article goes on. Quite a bit of money's been paid out, around $12 million earlier this year, in a settlement with 15 women who claimed sexual abuse at the prison. At least 6 of the 8 Coleman corrections officers admitted to sexual conduct with female inmates at the sprawling prison complex. 7 have resigned or retired. As the article goes on, it looks like quite a bit of that's going on, and Rubio is checking on that, so that sounds good for Rubio on that. And let's see, Orlando, I'll read this article. It's always good to see what's coming in the future here. They're beginning planning for air taxis and flying cars. Orlando, Florida. Orlando is preparing for when flying cars are an option for those who want to soar over congested highways or between nearby cities. They may arrive far sooner than 2062, as the Jetsons predicted. The Florida City has signed on to a partnership with NASA to develop shortages for welcoming electric oversized drones, which take off vertically from launching pads called Vertiport. The city's first Vertiport is to be built by the German company Lithium. It's planned for the Lake Nona area. Although officials suspect the mode of transportation could take off in coming years, so far the Federal Aviation Administration hasn't provided any such vehicles for use. But a recent study found that a piece of a projected $2.5 billion market could be in play for early adopters of the technology. We've heard from different operators that their hope is to be preparation with passengers sometime in the 2024 to 2025 timeframe. Poland, and Orlando Transportation Planning Project Coordinator. For us, that means they'll have a vertiport in place. So we need to have regulations telling full understanding of what those impacts are before then. NASA is negotiating. A NASA official working with Orlando and other governments in partnership said the agency has heard from the FAA that companies are already applying for certifications for potential air taxis. Local governments play a key role in setting the path for those
Thank you.
all neighborhoods and income level. The initiative part of Mayor Buddy Downer's Future Ready City priority drew criticism from Central Floridians frustrated with the region's lack of transportation infrastructure on the ground. Owen said the work will be an invitation in the coming years when air taxis become more than science fiction. They're going to come most likely whether we want anything or not. So for us, we want plans for them. So we'll find this coming in the future, and of course the Biden administration has all electric. I sure don't want to be in an electric vehicle up there flying around. All right, back to you there, Bob. Sounding good, thanks for running the net. N4ROT, Larry, on the Great Liberty.
Thank you, Larry. It was really a struggle to hear you. You really need to get an amp. Almost always you're really good. This was a tough one this time. So, N4ROT, thank you, Larry, KJY. Okay, I'm going to go to the top of the list, but before I do, I'm going to throw out my little two cents. This is interesting. This is where you will find the back mandate. Employers, 100 people or more. And the media ran with it. Well, interesting enough, according, this is on that Stitchfield, on Newsmax, according to several resources, so far it appears no such mandate has been sent to the White House's Office of Administration and Regulatory Affairs yet for approval. The White House, Occupational Safety and Health Administration and the Department of Labor haven't released any official guidance for the alleged mandate. There is no executive order. There's nothing but press statements regarding Joe Biden's 100 employee mandate. Interesting. He shot his mouth off, got everybody excited. The news media ran with it. But nowhere is it official. So that 100 employees or greater is nothing but a newspaper print. It is not any mandate or any order. So if you work for a company that's got 100 people and they're saying, oh, Joe Biden said you got to do this. No, you don't. With that said, let me go to Mr. Moe for his final thoughts on the Jesse Green Round.
KD0RSA, KAHLY. KD0RSA. Well, thank you, Bob, for coming back to me. I made a mistake last week. I called that, when you made black powder, I called that Nash's carbide. That's wrong. I got my words mixed up. That's charcoal. That's charcoal that you have to make out of the ashes over. Anyway, I'm still trying to figure out how to make that saltpeter or potassium nitrate how the old timers did it. And I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm still going to work on it this winter and see how they made that or find out how they made it. It's too bad you can't talk to one of them, but it's impossible. Anyway, it's great to get on the net. I do appreciate it. And my last words is this administration is a disaster, and you never know what's happening. So keep your powder dry. Keep your powder dry. KD0RSA, I'll turn back to you, Bob. Over.
Roger, roger, Mr. Moe. It's a pleasure to have you join us. I always enjoy hearing your voice. So, KD0RSA, God bless you, and hopefully we will hear you on Saturday, KHLY. Let's go down to Mr. Mary for his final thought. November 2, Romeo, Romeo Alpha, KHLY.
low out of Nebraska. It's the moon in the state of Maine. Kilo Bravo 1, Lima Sierra Kilo is the gentleman that was passing out the Jimmy Field.
Thank you.
problem. And, yeah, it's probably a good time to do the 73 round. I'm going to head inside. My voice is a little raspy. I don't know why. I'm drinking some water here, but nobody freak out. You know, that's the thing nowadays. You can't even, you know, if you got a sniffle from an allergy, you can't even let anybody know because they all start, you know, saying you got to get tested and all this and that. And, you know, I had a cold a few weeks ago and I was kind of down and out. Really run down. Well, I had a little sniffle and cough. That was about it. Actually, I didn't think I had much of a cough. Kind of a sniffle and a sore throat, raspy throat. Went away in about a day, but boy, people just freak out and think, oh my God, you got COVID. And I never went in for a test. I just fought it off like I would any normal cold. And if I do get COVID and I go in for a test, well, what does that tell me? I mean, they can't do anything for you. You know, they're not going to give you something that's going to make you go away. You know, okay, you got COVID now, so what? You know, just like any other cold or the flu, if you're sick, stay home. And whether you got a cold or the flu or COVID, you stay home, and when you're better, you go back to work. It's just absurd how they overreact to it. And it's been around either way, no matter what. So, you know, do it intentionally if you can, if you're sick. That's always been true, though. If you're sick, stay home. You know, don't bring it to, if you're sick, you don't go to a family get-together. You don't want to get your family members sick. But anyway, I was just thinking about that. I was hearing about the vaccine and everything and the COVID, and I was just thinking how absurdly people have reacted to it. And obviously, it doesn't work, all this social distancing or whatever, or it wouldn't be spreading around anymore. So, you know, we had the mask mandate in Minnesota for however long, and it kept spreading. And now we don't have a mask mandate, and I think it's still moving around, but it's not as high as it was. It's way down. So, you know, it just shows how the government is incompetent about that. And I don't know what could be done anyway, other than shut everything down, everyone stay at home for a month or something. Well, that's not possible. So, yeah, it's, you know, anytime the government gets involved, they just screw it up so bad. And anyway, all that talk got me thinking about that. And of course, my coughing here and my raspy throat, and you think about that. You know, some people I know would probably be just going crazy. You know, you gotta get a COVID test. And then it's still like, well, what am I gonna do? You know, what happens, you know? If I don't get the flu, if I don't get cold enough, I have to go in the hospital and get treated. So then my injury starts going back to it. Well, then maybe, yeah, I'll need a test for it and find out if it's treated right. But otherwise, they're not gonna treat you at home, so.
the net, Bob. Be sure and keep your powder dry, though. Over. I'll declare. Well, it must be, this must be the antenna. That'd be the only thing I'd know. Over.
Well, you made it a good trip, and it's always a pleasure to meet you. So I will look for you the next time I'm on the radio.
Bob, 73, KD0 RSA, over.